Hello, how's it going? And welcome to a new edition of RAE Argentina to the World. This is the foreign service of Argentina's public national radio. We are broadcasting from the city of Buenos Aires, in the capital of Argentina. And we are bringing you this weekly program in English of RAE Argentina to the World. I am Fernando Farias. This program I am producing in my home studio in the neighborhood of Montserrat, Buenos Aires, as the lockdown restrictions continue in several parts of Argentina, mainly in Buenos Aires. Ever since March, this station has operated and functioned remotely, with everybody working from home in the context of the COVID-19 pandemic. That is why this program continues to be a weekly one rather than a Mondays through Friday, as it was until March, when the health emergency was declared in Argentina. Well, apart from that clarification, I just wanted to say that we are very happy, apart from the whole emergency related to the COVID, but we are happy in the world of radio in Argentina this week because of a very important anniversary that we've been telling you about for the past month, which is the centennial of the first radio broadcast in the country, exactly 100 years ago, on August 27, 1920. Yesterday, August 27, 2020, there were celebrations all over the country to remember that first radio broadcast, with a very touching ceremony at the Teatro Coliseo, which is the place here in Buenos Aires where the first broadcast was carried out, with the participation of radio figures from various stations, both public and private, that came together for a historic transmission, a historic centennial transmission. What can I say? I love this medium. It has been my vocation, my passion, and my work, my job for more than two decades. I feel like a fish in the water in radio. I started doing FM. I also worked in AM radio. Then I joined RAE and started broadcasting on the shortwaves. I also became a podcaster over the past decade. So I've experienced various ways of doing this, of making radio, and I'm very, very excited about the centennial that we are marking this week. So, because of that, today we're gonna have something special, something related to this. We produce a special program that we're gonna share in just a few minutes about what we are remembering today, exactly what happened 100 years ago. We're gonna travel back in time to that event with this special radio production that we are bringing you today. Remember that you can get a special centennial QSL card, a digital QSL card, if you send us your reception report during these days. The email address is the same as usual, qslrae@gmail.com. I repeat, qslrae@gmail.com. Send us your reception report and you'll receive one of these special centennial QSL cards. We've been receiving a lot of messages of support, congratulations, greetings from all over the world, from colleagues in international stations all over the world. Yesterday, as a matter of fact, I participated in a very special event related to this centennial, which was the launch of the classical audio library of the centennial, which is an initiative launched by Argentina's National Classical Radio, bringing together classical radio stations and classical music institutions from all over the world that are providing recordings by composers of their countries. There are several countries participating in this initiative, and all of these music is going to be available for free on this audio library of the Centennial. And we launched this via a Zoom conference yesterday. I took part in it as a translator. It was mostly in Spanish, and we had colleagues from stations and institutions all over the world. Silke Fischer from UNESCO in Paris was joining. We've got somebody from the National Bulgaria Radio, colleagues joining us from Moscow, Costa Rica, Mexico, Brazil, Portugal. There were actually participants from Zimbabwe in Africa. It was very exciting, and now this audio library is available to all online. Classical Audio Library of the Centennial, that's how you look it up for. I want to share with you now a few messages.
Hi, I'm Thomas Witherspoon from the SWLing Post, and I'd like to congratulate RAE for a whole century of broadcasting. Is quite an achievement, and you've been there since the very beginning, and you've got your signal out for so many people to listen to over so many years. And thank you for being out there. Thank you for populating the short waves and giving us fascinating content to listen to. And here's wishing you 100 years more.
Thank you, Thomas. That was Thomas Witherspoon talking to us from North Carolina in the U.S. I talked to him on the show a couple of weeks ago. If you want to hear if you want to listen to the interview that I had with him, go to our website, riot.com.ar. It's very interesting. He shares his story as a radio ham, as a shortwave radio listener, going back to the late 1970s when he was very young. And he tells us on that interview how he became a listener of Rye, and he tells us also of the recent Antarctic transmissions by LRA 36, Radio Nacional Arcángel San Gabriel, transmissions that he was able to pick up over there in the US. So thank you, Thomas. That was his message on the occasion of 100 years of broadcasting in Argentina, of which more than a half of that century had RAE broadcasting to the world from Argentina on the shortwaves. RAE was inaugurated in 1958, so we've been on the air for 62 years out of that first century of radio broadcasting in Argentina. Here's another message, this time coming from a different part of the world.
My name is R.S. Vijay Kumar, and I'm calling from Vishakhapatnam in India. I congratulate each and everyone from RAE Argentina Al Mundo for successfully completing 100 years of broadcasting in Argentina. I hope that RAE would continue for 100 more years successful broadcasting in and around the world. Thank you very much.
Thanks to you, my dear friend. And thanks to all of our listeners over there in India. I think that this program in English has got a lot of listeners in India. Over the years, we've received a lot of messages, a lot of reception reports from India and from that region of the world. Thank you very much for your expressions of support over the years, not just for the messages we have received over the past few weeks on the occasion of the centennial of radio broadcasting in Argentina, but for being there for so many decades. This program in English has got, as I said, a lot of listeners. I think that the country with the most listeners of RAE in English is India, and I wish one day I can go there, I can travel there and get to know your country, your people, your culture from closer. Thank you very much, my friends. And that's not the only message that we've received from India during these special days for radio broadcasting and for RAE also. Here's another.
I am Jayanto Chakravarti, speaking from New Delhi, India. as Rai Argentina Al Mundo celebrates its 100th glorious and eventful anniversary, I am proud and delighted to be among its worldwide listeners. My association with Rai began well back in 1973. It has since been my favorite radio station. As a long-time listener, I know that I have reached the right destination for getting reliable news, views, reports, and happenings in Argentina and in the Spanish world. Listening to Rai has aroused my interest to know more about Argentina. I began to appreciate Argentina's natural beauty, amazing, friendly, intelligent, and hardworking people who are proud to have a rich culture, history, and tradition, and enjoy a vibrant modern life and economic development. I was also attracted by scintillating Argentine music. I literally grew up with Rai, which has molded my life to a great extent. The importance of Rai can be summed up in a few lines. Rai is different from other radio stations, as it is more personal and touches your heart in an intimate way. One can feel the pulse of Argentina through Rai. It is the place where things happen. Program hosts are friendly and always have a positive approach. Rai's programs of news, commentaries, interviews, feature programs on science, economy, sports, culture, tourism, and music evoke great interest. Visiting Rai is easy, fun, and exciting too. It is also the ideal platform to improve one's knowledge of the Spanish language. On this auspicious and happy day of 27th August, I send my felicitations and good wishes to Rai and to its wonderful team, especially Director Adrian Curol, for their endeavor to make Rai what it is today. I look forward to happy listening in the days ahead. Thank you.
Thanks to you, my dear friend. And here's another message from a very special friend of Rai, somebody who's been very important to our station over the past few years.
Greetings from Miami. I'm Jeff White from WRMI, Radio Miami International. And I want to send my most sincere greetings to my good friends at Rai Argentina to the World, the South American voice on the international shortwave bands, now celebrating 100 years of radio in Argentina. I had the wonderful opportunity to be in Buenos Aires during the 99th anniversary of Argentine radio in 2019. We celebrated that day with Adrián Curol and our other friends from Rai at HFCC B19, the High Frequency Coordination Conference. Argentina has a long and important history in radio broadcasting, and Rai Argentina to the World has a great responsibility to transmit the message of Argentina and South America on shortwave to listeners around the world. From all of us here at Radio Miami International, congratulations to all of the Argentine radio broadcasting workers at this historic moment, and good luck for the future of their essential work.
Thank you very much, Jeff. We're going to be sharing now a special program that we have produced in which, well, we explore the event we are remembering this week. That's to say, the very first radio broadcast in Argentina a century ago.
This is a special program by Rai Argentina to the World on the occasion of celebrating 100 years of radio in Argentina. On this program, we'll be going back to the specific event we are remembering. The first radio broadcast in Argentina. Some say, in the world. The year is 1920. Argentina had gone through a quick process of modernization, and in just 4 decades, mainly thanks to farming exports, had become one of the top economies on the planet. Buenos Aires, the main port, had rapidly evolved from a distant and poor outpost of the former Spanish colonial empire to the most important metropolis in South America, a reflection of New York, this side of the equator. The president is Hipólito Yrigoyen, who had been elected 4 years earlier in the first free, transparent, democratic elections for male citizens. Women, it should be noted, would not vote in Argentina until the year 1951. Argentina was coming out of the pandemic of the so-called Spanish flu that killed millions around the planet and 30,000 in this country. Carlos Gardel had released, 3 years earlier, the recording that would kick off tango as the music for the masses in Argentina and the world. Mi noche triste, my sad night. This is the original 1917 recording. And it's in this context that radio is born in Argentina. The characters of this story are 4 men who went down in history as the madmen of the rooftop, or los locos de la azotea,
los locos de la azotea, de la azotea,
in Spanish. The leader of the group is 25-year Enrique Telemaco Susini, a medical doctor. The other 3 are medical students, Miguel Mujica, Luis Romero Carranza, and César Guerrico. They had all become fascinated with radio, or wireless telegraphy, as it was called, a decade earlier, in 1910, when radio's father, Guglielmo Marconi, visited Argentina on the occasion of the massive celebrations to mark a century of independence. During that visit, in the outskirts of Buenos Aires, the Italian legend gave some demonstrations of transmissions using a kite that drove Susini's gang crazy. From that moment on, they became radio nuts. In 1918, the Argentine government commissioned Susini to travel to France to study the effects of poison gas used during World War I, in which Argentina was neutral. During that trip, he acquired a 5-watt transmitter that he brought back home. For the following 2 years, the 4 friends carried on experimenting with radio, transmitting messages between them and other local radio aficionados in the area, until the idea came up to put on the air words and music. That's to say, transmitting a concert. In 1920, Susini got a job in a project to convert an old circus into a theater located on Charcas Street, right next to his house. And this was the opportunity he had been waiting for. The name of the venue was Coliseo Theater, and its owners jumped to the idea of broadcasting a performance. The concert chosen was an opera, Parsifal, by Richard Wagner. The madman's gear was modest, but worked well. The 5-watt transmitter that Susini had acquired in France, a microphone for the deaf, amplified with a wooden horn hanging in the gallery above the stage, and a short antenna placed between the venue's rooftop and one of those typical domes that can still be seen on top of many corner buildings of the Argentine capital. Before the opera began, Susini spoke into the microphone and gave the following introduction. Ladies and gentlemen, the Radio Argentina Society offers to you today the opera Parsifal by Richard Wagner, with the participation of tenor maestri Argentine soprano Sara Cesar, baritone Aldo Rossi Morelli, and bassist Quirino Antaggi, all conducted by Felix. Well, we just played is not the actual audio from that 1920 evening. Is a recreation of Susini's words that was put together in the 1980s in a Buenos Aires radio station. But the words are accurate, and that's exactly what Susini said that night.
The night of the night August 27, 1920.
The landmark transmission went unnoticed, though, for most of the Porteño population. It's calculated that some 20 people were able to pick it up. Most newspapers also failed to realize the importance of the madman's accomplishment, with an exception being La Razón, that printed the following article.
Last night, a sound wave waved between 9 p.m. and midnight, across the space, crossing the skies with harmonies over the entire city. For 3 hours, not only those initiated in this secret could enjoy the gift of Parsifal.
As a journalist and radio historian Carlos Ulanovsky points out, this article that I've just quoted shows that radio back then was as fascinating as it was mysterious. Accounts also tell us of people crossing themselves when hearing those strange voices in the headphones, as if they were hearing ghosts, because the only way to listen to radio back then was via headphones, since there were no speakers still. The 1920 broadcast of Parsifal in Buenos Aires has been claimed by many to be not only the first radio transmission in Argentina, but in the world. Starting with Susini himself, who made this assertion in 1970, when marking 50 years from that first broadcast. Despite Marconi having transmitted himself a performance by Australian soprano Nelly Melba earlier that year. Many say that the Argentine broadcast was the first aimed at a massive public with an idea of continuity. As Susini and his friends put on the air for the following 3 weeks, more concerts performed at the Coliseo, such as Verdi's Aida and Rigoletto. Regardless of claims, it is clear that for our country, this was the beginning of an era. The Locos received the following year a call sign from the Navy Ministry that handled frequencies back then. The call sign was LOR, L-O-R. By 1925, there were several other stations operating in the Argentine capital. And by the early 1930s, radio became massive with the production of more affordable receivers. And the rest is history. 100 years of it. A century of radio, with another landmark, of course, reached in 1958, when this very station, RAE, Argentina's International Radio Service, started broadcasting on the shortwaves. Here's to Susini, the madman, and to 100 more years of radio in Argentina. This was a special program by RAE, Argentina to the World, on the occasion of celebrating 100 years of radio in Argentina.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that special production that we have put together to tell listeners exactly what we are remembering, what happened 100 years ago, and what we are celebrating this week, this centenary of radio broadcasting, in which fate has found us fighting against a pandemic and making radio from home in different ways. But we've been up to the challenge. We didn't want to miss this very special date. We didn't want to skip the celebrations just because we can't go to the actual and historic studios of our station over there on Maipú. We kept on going, and that's how we have reached this centenary of radio in Argentina. Thanks to all of our listeners, and congratulations to all of radio people in Argentina and all over the world. And I'm not just talking about people working in radio, but radio listeners as well. Remember, friends, if you want to get our special centennial digital QSL card, send us your reception report to the usual email address, qslrai@gmail.com. I'm Fernando Farias. Thank you for listening.